Your trees got you stumped? Call in your question. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Saturday, May 8th is World Migratory Bird Day. Arizona's home to 550 bird species. 230 are migratory, and Arizona Game and Fish has a link about making a bird-friendly backyard. But that's what we're doing right here.
Yeah.
You want a bird? Put a tree.
That's right.
I sat down last night on the porch, and it was the mulberry trees were so loud for about 20 minutes. You couldn't even hardly have a conversation. And then all of a sudden, the sun was setting, and as soon as you couldn't physically see the sun anymore,
yeah.
Dead wow. silent.
Wow. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I remember one time I actually took my wife out on a little date, and we went out in the desert, and this is before we were married, and we hit that time of night when the sun was just setting, and we were down in this little wash area out near Carefree, and the sun was setting, it was beautiful, and all of a sudden these birds came into roost. All these quail came flying into these trees in the area. It was so cool to be there at that moment when all the birds are coming into roost, and you're right. And then as soon as they're all settled in, back to quiet again. But yeah, that's cool. Mulberries, anyone who has one of those big trees, you might have the biggest one in your neighborhood, and it's going to attract all those roosting birds. And some of you are saying, oh, I wish it weren't my tree, because they poop all over. And, you know, right. If you've got a patio, you just wish that they would all go to your neighbor's tree. But there's a trade-off there, because it is cool to have that cacophony of cackling and during that roosting hour, or in the mornings too, before the birds go out and leave the roost and go out and about. And then they come back in the evenings. But we've had some people who have taken measures to try to distract the birds and keep them out of their yard, so they'll push them over to the next, you know, if they make it less convenient for the birds to roost in their tree, maybe they will go down the street to a more convenient location and take up residence there. I know that there are a lot of methods for doing that, setting up a sprinkler system. Some people have, you know, put up a sprinkler that will shoot up into the branches to keep the trees back, or you'll hang the little reflective pieces of tape or old CDs to try to scare the birds away. But it's a shame when that you've gotten to the point where the birds are welcome. You want to provide a nice wildlife habitat, but then they can become a nuisance at some point. So.
The ficus, too. I mean, we get that all the time with the ficus, right? Love, hate, they're just such a beautiful tree when they're doing well here. But boy, do they host attract the birds. Yeah. They host the birds and make a huge mess.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, before we segue, I just wanted to mention one more thing about the blooms. If you want to see the jacaranda blooms, is now's your time, because they'll be finishing up here. And I always think of the Phoenix Suns. Their Phoenix Suns are doing great, and the jacarandas are in bloom, and they're going to be finished up with that dark purple, that majestic purple bloom. Mm-hmm. And plus that tree, like the same as queen palms, we're seeing less and less of them as the heat continues to increase every year and we set records. They're really getting beat up bad, and need to start thinking about other choices, even though they are beautiful.
Well, we have a huge list of talking tree points we were going to get to, but we're also going to bring in Jean into the conversation, because she's got a 60-year-old pine tree. I'm guessing it's an Aleppo pine, and it's not in the best condition. Jean, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you. My tree is about 60 years old, and we live in North Central Phoenix. It scares me to death. The tree looks okay, but I want to know how to take care of it, so you'll live as long as possible.
Yeah, if it's a 60-year-old tree, it very likely is an Aleppo pine, which is one of our taller, broader spreading trees. They can, you know, because they spread, they lose apical dominance after a while. Their central leader, the apex of the tree, loses dominance, and it gives way to the side branches. And that's why the Aleppo pines have what we call a decurrent tree shape. It's more of a rounded form rather than a Christmas tree form. And as a result of that, they can have spreading branches that are a little more prone to breakage. So you, just a little bit of end weight reduction, a good arborist should be able to come and give you some advice on how to prune that well. Don't just strip out all the dead wood and open up the inside of the tree by trimming all the branches close into the trunk and neglecting the outer third of the canopy. That's what we called lion's tailing. And it's an unacceptable pruning practice. And it's real easy to do. Any untrained person can go in and stay close to the trunk and trim out everything they can reach from the inside of the tree out. A good arborist will leave a nice even distribution of foliage by concentrating some of the pruning in the outer third of the canopy as well. And that's the most important because that's where all the end weight is. That's what catches the wind and causes a lot of branches to break is that heavy end weight. And that's why you need to make some thinning cuts out in that outer third of the canopy.
Talk about a tree you don't see much anymore, the Aleppo pines, and you don't hardly even, I looked for 2 years at nurseries to try and find them and couldn't. Everyone has converted over to Afghan pines. Mm-hmm. But there was something, I'm not sure who brought the style in, but somebody, back at that 60, 70 years ago, the irrigated horse properties that had a row of Aleppo pines, and you see, there's a few out in Queen Creek still, there's a few Glendale, Central Phoenix on those, old irrigated properties lots that are left, but you hardly see that anymore. And I something about that, I just love that look.
You do. We were talking about favorite trees. And now I've learned all the technical terms of why an Aleppo tree looks the way it does. To me, an Aleppo tree has a bad hair day every day. It always looks like it just woke up.
Because the way it spreads out like that.
There's just no conformity to it. It just goes every which way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you can call a certified arborist, Gene, and have it inspected and make sure that, taking your fears away.
And just one more note, Gene, just really important through these hot summers, these increasing summer temperatures, to make sure don't let it get to go too long without a good watering if we haven't had any rains. And I know John often recommends those soaker tubings to get out there and get that on for how long, John?
I like to leave a soaker hose on, overnight, sometimes 10 or 12 hours. And then you don't have to water again for another month or 6 weeks. But if you've allowed it to get a nice deep saturation of two or 3 feet, you shouldn't have to come back for another month and a half. Just be careful not to do it just before we're expecting a big monsoon storm. Better to do the watering now in May, before the winds come in July. And we do a lot of let that soil dry out nicely before we get a big wind. Last thing you want is to have saturated soil and then a big 60-mile-an-hour flatline wind. It'll pull those big trees over, roots and all. Good time of year to do all sorts of pre-monsoon trimming as well. We want to try to get out ahead of some of these storms coming in July by trimming your vigorous trees now in May and in June. Good time to get that on your calendar.
We talked a lot about trees that you don't see much anymore in the landscape. Well, a tree that you're seeing a lot more of, and there was a time we had three arborists in here. I don't remember everybody that it was. I think it was you. It might have been Sarah. But anyway, a caller called and asked for a specific tree, described the layout, and all three of you recommended the red push separately.
Pistache.
And James has called in, wants to know how to water his young red push pistache. Welcome to the program.
Hello there. Yeah, I planted this red push pistache about a month ago, planting it about 6 foot tall, has a nice spread of leaves, but I'm not sure how to water it. I did the initial watering. I used a liquid fertilizer I got from the nursery, and I haven't done any fertilizer since, and I know we're getting into the hot months. What watering schedule should I use with this tree?
You know, this is one of my specialties, my loves, is the young new trees. And three things you need to really think about right now is, number one, you need to check, did you plant it, who planted it, and make sure there's not an extra layer of soil on top of the root ball or too much soil, because you might not be getting the water that you think you are. And so just get out there, make sure, take your little trowel or whatever, make sure there's not too much soil that was put over the root ball, because you won't be able to tell. Second, you need to get, we've talked about on other shows, the soil probe, and make sure that when you do water that, that you are getting water down through that root ball all the way. With these young trees, it's critical that you make sure the water is going all the way through the root ball. And you won't know that until you take a stick or a little piece of rebar or something and get that down in there and make sure that the water is going all the way through. And then the last thing is, a lot of people will tell you, even nurseries, wrongly, that, hey, you only need to water that tree, you know, once a week or twice a week, or just deep soak it. Well, new trees need regular waterings, and we're in May now, so you don't want to miss a watering. Every couple of days, you should be soaking that really well, making sure it's going all the way through the root ball. Don't let it completely dry out. It should be a little dry between waterings, but not completely dry.